Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the stage. I am your host,
Beastie. We out here doing it. Shout out to Nikki. Get well, Nikki.
Hold what's up, girl? Lovely me in the building.
I need some salt, bro.
I need some salt, bro. What's good, bro?
Ain't shit, bro.
Scared love to me. Yeah,
that ain't right.
I don't know if she cooking or eating. But both of them
I'm cooking. I'm finishing up dinner.
What you cooking?
I'm finishing up dinner. I made chicken and shrimp pasta Alfredo.
Woo. Woo. I'm jealous, man. Nikki at the hospital. I'm eating some chicken Alfredo from Pizza Hut. It feels good, but
ain't nothing like that real thing.
I know that's right. Shit, heavy as fuck.
And you got
bro.
Shrimps. And you got shrimps.
Yeah.
Your goodness gracious.
Get out them Oreos. Wow.
Get out them Oreos. Put the Oreos down. It's Tuesday. Trying to turn up with y'all. We got Lovely Me in the building. We got the topic of the day. Again, don't know where it's going to start. But it's start.
You know that man working? He probably sleeps somewhere.
He got
no fucking salt.
So,
I'm annoyed. I ain't got no salt about it.
Oh, no. Yo, so you know we got that topic of the day. It's going down. Situation. If your peoples is in the wrong, do you fight for them? Meaning, if your peoples go up to somebody and start fucking with them, or, you know, harassing somebody on Facebook Messenger, and they get beat up, and you with them, do you jump in?
I've never been the jumping type. All of my friends can usually hold their own, but once I see that my friend is getting drugged, I'm gonna break it up. Only time I'm jumping in is if they party, they group, they got some friends that don't know how to stay on the sidelines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
that's just me personally, because, I mean, I really don't want nobody jumping in on my fight personally. You know what I'm saying?
But what if they you getting drugged? Don't think it'll happen, but should happen.
Nah, break that shit up. Get that bitch off me.
Don't jump in?
Nah, don't jump in. Get that bitch off me.
Get that bitch off me.
I'm bougie as fuck, but goddamn, I live by goddamn street code, me personally. And I think that jumping shit is whack. That shit lame as fuck to me. You know what I'm saying? Only time I'm jumping in a situation is if I see whoever my peoples is fighting, they peoples looking like they itching. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you about to bust a move? You know what I'm saying? Now, if you decide you want to come and break up the fight, and then while you breaking up the fight, you take a swing at my friend. Oh, now we're fighting. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between trying to pull people apart and goddamn hitting my peoples while you trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because now you jumping on my bitch, and now we all fighting.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this because you know how I feel about you. If I'm there, right, lovely me, and you in the fight, and they dragging you, I don't think it'll happen. I'm getting out of myself. But shit happens.
Shit happens, right?
I'm going to break it up. But before I break it up, I'm going to punch Shorty in the face on the low. Bam.
I mean, that's cool. I ain't really mad.
I'm going to tap with Joe at least. Bam. Now she, you know, she feeling woozy. So now you're going to whip her ass.
Right.
Nobody.
I'm not mad at that answer at all. But dead ass, to fully answer the question, if my friend is wrong in a situation, first and foremost, I'm not checking my friend in front of nobody. I'm going to wait until we by ourselves.
No. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to check my friend in front of no bitch who she, you know, arguing with. I heard you. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's whack. That's lame. I ain't doing that.
Right, that's lame. I'm not going to check, but when we walk away, I'm going to check your ass, though, boy. You could have got us both killed for doing dumb shit.
Right. That part. Big fact.
I'm going to check your ass. For real.
I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm not big on jumping people. Like, to me, that's lame. I'm not going to do that. That's lame. Now, I'm going to be in the crowd talking mad shit to your bitches, and one of them bitches jump and get froggy. It's on and popping, baby. And you know how that goes. Usually once that happens, that's when everybody decides they want to jump in. It could literally just be one other bitch in the situation talking shit. And then you and that bitch start scrapping it out, and then goddamn, damn it to hell if the whole crew don't get involved. Like, fuck it, we in there. If you would just wait a minute, you see I'm cooking. Chill out.
You see, here at the stage radio, we have real lives, too. Well, we're not at the stage radio. We with our families, cooking, cleaning,
right.
Doing shit like that.
And I got an 8-year-old who don't listen. So, you know, y'all niggas know how that go when you got kids.
Right.
And they think, that when the world... Honey, look, the world revolves around your children, but when you ain't trying to burn up no shit and you just trying to already cook and clean because, you know, you can't be in a messy kitchen, you know, it's like, nigga, I ain't got time to cook, clean, grab this cup, pour your drink, wipe your ass, give you hugs, pat on the back, braid your hair, and then make the plate. Get out of here.
Yeah, shout out to Lil' Cuz. Yo, I'm telling you, yo, I'm going to talk shit, too. From a distance, but if you getting it, I don't know. You can't just give it to nobody on my team, and I just stand there. I can't. Hell, female.
Yeah, no, I'm
gonna
let my bitch get drugged. Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. I ain't gonna let my bitch get drugged. All right, you done hit this bitch 3 times in a row, and she ain't swung. Break that shit up. Fuck you, bitch. What's up?
Right.
She done hit it 3 times in the face.
And she ain't swung yet. All right, fight's over. You good. And if I goddamn pull you off of her, because, you know, to me, okay, look, here it go. Rule number motherfucking one when your friend is getting into a fight, if you are ready to break that shit up, do not touch your friend. You touch the next motherfucker. Because the second you grab your friend, you grab her arm, you try to pull her back, you pull her off, you are easily giving this next bitch open opportunity to steal off on your bitch.
Facts.
Do not, I repeat, do
Facts.
Not grab your friend in the fight. You grab the opposite
Facts.
Party, bro.
Because I'm petty. And if you grab your friend while we fight, I'm beating the shit out of your friend.
I'm beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, grab me. Do not grab your friend. Because, boy, oh boy, you done made your friend vulnerable.
Right. You done left them open for mad face shots.
Yes. Now your friend got to try to recover, and it's all your fault.
Honey, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm a horrible mother. I'm a horrible mother. I told my kids that because goddamn shit pop off. You know what I'm saying? Bitches goddamn get funny on the road rage and shit. And I tell my kids all the time, if you ever see mommy fighting, don't touch me. Don't touch me. If you feel the need to get in there and pull somebody apart, don't touch me.
Right.
That's a good mom.
Don't touch
see, you are God. Oh. Good mom. Teach them the art of whoop your ass.
Right.
That's a good mommy.
He's stupid. That's horrible.
Nah, that's not. That's awesome. Whip your ass. Fuck it up. Fuck them up. Get into this cut piece. Fuck it up. Grab your friend. They're going to get fucked up. Fuck it up.
Yeah, that's bad business.
Don't Yeah, that's the rule. Now we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about it some more. But we're gonna get some rules to this, because it's rules. That's rule number one: grab your friend first.
Don't grab your friend.
Grab the bitch they fighting, bro. Right. Don't grab
that arm,
and
she trying to swing.
Over. Gotta pee. Fuck it up. It's the stage. Let's go.
In there.
Oh yeah, lovely me in the building.
And is, baby.
Talk about it is making that shrimp Alfredo, fucking it up over there.
Mm-hmm. Trying to.
Oh yeah. But I don't know. We're gonna play. Please work with us. Our engineer is trying to do it as best as she can to the hospital. But we still gonna hold it down. Cause we're gonna come up with another rule. If you see your people at a fight, you come with your friends to the fight, make sure you bring
Hell
something.
Because
what
that is, you
got something. Yep.
I don't think, man. Any fight I ever went to, I always got my people with me. And to be honest, I'm not bringing my people with the intent to jump nobody. I bring my people because I'm not trying to get jumped. And I always tell my friends right before a fight, watch them, watch them. I point at their crew, watch them, watch them. I walk up on a bitch real quick and be like, me and you, let's go, let's go.
She said, me and you. Let's go. Lovely me, I think you
let's
just
go,
enjoy it.
Me,
I think
you, me,
enjoy
you,
fighting.
I don't enjoy fighting, but I don't dislike fighting, if that makes any sense. I don't enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going out of my way looking for fights, but it's something about releasing that anger, you know what I'm saying? Especially when a person been fucking with you. Sometimes you can just gotta let them know, like, I ain't a fucking one, bro.
If y'all don't know Lovely Me, look her up on Facebook right now and look at her and tell me if she look like she be whipping ass. But, bro, the answer is yes. She be out here whipping ass. But do she look like it?
Look at her, Lovely Me. Look her up, baby. I'm telling you, she be out here, man.
Reckless.
I mean, I'm just trying to say, man, I grew up with a whole bunch of homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with the niggas in the hood. I didn't dress like a girl until eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I dressed like a tomboy. Niggas used to come to my crib and borrow my shoes and my sweatpants and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved being one of the boys. And then on top of that, we was boxing. You know, when you younger and y'all be flat boxing or y'all be having boxing gloves in the back of the shit, I'm hanging out with a bunch of niggas,
yeah.
And niggas told me, if you gonna be with us, we gonna make sure you can protect yourself. We got you, sis, but you gonna be straight. And them niggas used to beat my ass, bro.
Okay.
Yep. Beat my ass.
Let's get into the phone.
Can y'all hear me
in the building? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
I can hear
Hello.
You.
Hey.
Hey, boo.
I was getting an IV put in my hand.
Oh. Yeah, goddamn, I got him. Look,
here,
seen that shit.
And I couldn't talk.
I need some
I couldn't
salt,
talk
man.
To y'all.
Are you good?
I thought what I
I'm
had was
good.
Salt, and it wasn't.
She got it. You got it, so I'm good.
Okay, what you saying, Lovely Me?
I'll talk for your music up in a second.
Lovely Me said she seen that shit. It was like, what the fuck?
Thank you. I'll keep the
We gonna hold you down, girl. We gonna hold you down.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of talk radio tonight. I apologize.
We not gonna stick around. Listen, the show gonna end at 10 o'clock tonight, y'all. The show gonna end at 10 o'clock. But right now, we gonna fuck it up. So we gonna get into this cut of pee joint.
Thank you.
Stop the cut of pee. Fuck it up, fuck it up.
All right, let's try that again.
Stage. Let go.
Let go, baby. I'm eating Oreos.
Lovely.
I'm fucking up eating Oreos.
Right, I'm gonna fuck it up. Shout out to the Oreos.
I'm fucking up these Oreos. Nikki fucked up in the hospital.
Right.
BC,
he's talking about
BC
fucked up in the eye socket.
No. Ain't no fucking
such
common sense on this goddamn line, bro.
At all.
Yo. Let's go, yo. You got it? You got the record?
No. You know I'm in a hospital. The reception is bad. This reception is trash.
Smash or trash?
Smash or trash in this hospital. Shout out to everybody for listening. Yeah, I know. It ain't the stage if something crazy don't happen.
I'm mad about my food, bro. Because I just spent all this fucking time making this food and it's not tasting what I wanted it to taste.
Oh, no.
Oh, you going to eat it. Ain't no trying. You going to eat it. I cooked it. You eating it, period.
But I'm trying to eat it. Yo.
You know Xavier don't
Yo,
care what
no worse than not having your food.
You know Xavier don't care. He is going to eat it, bro.
Yes. Yes. Smash.
Look, I can't get the song to play, y'all. Y'all gonna have to move on. Or it's gonna be very rude and abrupt and just interrupt your talking.
It's that's fine. We'll know the deal.
Right.
We'll know the deal.
We'll know what's going on. Y'all know we be rocking. So just be patient with us.
Right.
For real. Shout out to Noah having no seasoning. I'd hate not having the right seasoning when I'm about to cook.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, yo, listen. We're not even going to.
Yeah, it ain't working.
We're going to let Lovely get to her dinner. We're going to come back with the WTW tomorrow.
I'm sorry,
we love
y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
We tried. Lovely media, your social media.
I think she is
well,
gone.
Lovely media.
Yeah, she probably gone.
StageRadio@gmail.com. Send your records in to StageRadio@gmail.com. You want to play, we will play it.
I came back. But I can't get to her. She's back, but I can't.
Lovely me.
I'm back. Guess who's the Zach?
Oh.
Okay, get your social media. We out.
Hey, y'all can find me on goddamn, hold on. Shit, you threw me off telling me we out.
Y'all can find me on Facebook.
I'm sorry. Wait.
God damn it. This nigga
is saying
some old good shit. Hold on. What's my shit?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at lovely_me83, or you can find me on Facebook at just lovely me. Holla at your girl. Holla at your girl.
Shout out to lovely me. What you do is freeze some of that shrimp chicken Alfredo. I'll have some
man,
salt
nasty,
for it tomorrow. You
can, this nasty.
Nah, I'll put some salt on it. Man, this shit nasty.
Shout not that all the cooks out there. She a real cook, so yo, we cook around here, man. Stage Radio cook.
Right. And this ain't business, folks. This is a disappointment.
Right. Yo, we out.
Yes, Alfredo.
WTW tomorrow.
Shout out to the dance.
I'll be good,
bud. I bet you that. I bet you it's good too. I bet you
it ain't.
Y'all be good.
It's chicken done though.
I know that's right.
Oh, I got the phone on the other side of the joint. I hear it.
I'm trying to hang up.
Ah, me too. Hold on. Okay. All right. I love y'all.
But you too crazy.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Someone to kiss. Someone to miss.
Only me.
When you're away.
Oh, God.
Yeah. To the love. Oh, what a feeling.